Madam Moderator, I was listening, very attentively to all the comments, and extremely important. And I can sum up, most of it under one thing. It is, the call for challenging actually the whole system that prevailed before COVID-19. And rightly, there are right voices, to call for change because from the beginning of COVID-19, it was quite clear it is one of the major challenges to human rights, because it's about health rights, education, and there are issues of access and challenges for vulnerable people, people working in informal economy. And all this is bringing to our attention to many things actually that prevailed before. And I will add to it as well, there are challenges of climate change that maybe we shouldn't forget as well, that is putting also a lot of pressure in all the countries in the world. But if we look at this challenge from a historical perspective, I wouldn't make an analogy with the Second World War because that actually was putting people against each other. And even, if we can think about a fragmented world today, but I think COVID-19 and climate change, these are unifying challenges because all the people in the world are facing this. And that is a moment, for, the leadership globally, to take these things, as, human challenges, not challenges to certain countries or states. And only through this, actually, we'll be able as human beings to address it. And that's where actually I see an important role for the civil society in all countries, to remind the leaders about these challenges are as human challenges, and also to be able to truly think that we are all in this together. Because until now, I cannot say that we are all in this together. Many, many people in many countries actually are, of course, lagging behind in many areas, and as I mentioned earlier about the vaccine. But how we can, move forward, that would require building consensus as well. I mean, nobody will be able to impose a certain idea, and that consensus actually is emerging now. We see many changes happening around the world. The issue of social protection a few years ago was not actually on the top of the agenda of the whole international community. Now it's becoming an important issue, and I think that's the thanks to also to the role of activists in that, at the community level, at the local level, at the national level, and the global level, that it is gaining a lot of importance. And I would like, to use a slogan that I have seen somewhere, but I don't recall it, that we move from social distancing to social protection. That's a very important thing, that if the humanity will be able to reach how we can do this, particularly in vulnerable countries, that would be a huge progress that we can say getting out of this challenge, we have to achieve some improvement in the conditions of life, particularly for the vulnerable people. And I would like to remind as well, that as we continue to address these challenges, we shouldn't forget, the vulnerable countries, the least developed countries, and particularly the countries in crisis. Because without addressing these challenges in these countries, these are actually, I consider, as a human rights violation. And also, it is a threat to development, peace, and security. The importance, of this moment should be seen if we look at other moments in history, how we can address it, how we can also put a better understanding how development cooperation, whether is traditional, the ODA or South-South cooperation, which I have mentioned earlier, is getting to new areas, and it is gaining a lot of strength than before. But that requires as well, as we look at reforms, we shouldn't look only at the macro level, at the global level, but also at the role of public institutions at the national level. That's an important thing to address. And that's also in many countries in the global south. The role of public institutions is becoming again important to address, the challenges that the people are facing. And here, the role of civil society, exercising its role and also the question of accountability, which will help a lot, you know, in also pushing the public institutions and doing its work better. Finally, as I said, you know, let's look at this, you know, at a unifying channel. And of course, the social forum is an important forum also to see how we can develop solutions together. Because in fact, you know, looking at, you know, who is doing the right thing and who is doing the bad thing will not help that much, you know, because as we speak, many people actually are suffering. And they expect from us, you know, to provide solutions to their daily suffering. So that's how I would like to end my intervention. Thank you, Madam Moderator.